Now, as we're getting to the end of the year, let's take a look forward to what awaits us in 2019 in the world of tech. Peter Cowley is a techspert and angel investor, and he joins us. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Georgia.
What do we have to look forward to? What's the biggest tech coming our way in 2019?
Well, first of all, the Consumer Electronics Show, which is beginning of January, is where the launches occur for the 2019. It's huge. It's been going about 50 years. 200,000 people turn up. The launches aren't yet public. They sort of come out the weekend beforehand. But the ones that seem to be rumours about are the four of them. One, a transparent TV. That means you can see the wallpaper through the TV, perhaps. Not quite sure why that is.
Why would you want your TV to be transparent?
I have no clue. This is only a rumour. Secondly, a foldable phone. Now, of course, that'll be presumably be a screen two sides. But if you go back, probably even before you were born, there was a foldable phone in the 80s from Motorola in 1989. Voice control and more devices. This will be more useful. The fact I'd hardly ever use the TV in the lounge means that I have no clue what the buttons do on the remote control. So voice control actually makes sense to me. And finally, there's going to be a home brew kit for beer in the same way that you get coffee machines. So you could effectively put the ingredients in a capsule in and it would produce beer.
Oh, right. Some of my housemates brew beer and it takes them a very long time and makes a massive mess. So how would tech
Again,
help it speed
a rumour.
Up?
I've seen a photograph, that's all.
Just add alcohol then? Do you put the booze in as a separate supply?
I don't think so. I think it probably actually creates the alcohol as any beer kit would do. So.
And when you say foldable phones, like I'm imagining a flip phone, but that's not...
No, I think it'll be more than that. I think the LCD screens are becoming flexible more and more. In time, we'll have packaging on the side of our cola can, which will actually have your own message on it. It will say, "Hello, Peter. Drink me," or something.
Don't drink me. I contain thousands of calories.
And what about out of the home? What about travelling? Is there any big changes coming there?
Well, outside the home, autonomous vehicles are moving on. There's still a lot of societal and regulatory work that needs to be done before they become adopted.
We're constantly hearing that autonomous vehicles are sort of, they're coming. But do you reckon 2019 will be the
end? No, it'll be going on in the background. There's a lot of work going on in terms of vision systems, etc. But we'll see progress, but not that much. One thing I should point out, about 18 months ago, I was on the programme talking about taxis in Dubai. These are effectively drones. They still haven't arrived yet.
They've got hover bikes, though, because I was asked to comment on this recently. They're equipping the police with these things, which are basically a motorbike with four fans, one on each, two on the front, two on the back. And it looks like a really good way to take someone's head off, actually. If you were to come in a little bit low, you've got these enormous, they're unenclosed, fan blades whizzing around.
Yeah, I've met the founder of that.
If you fell off, you would mince yourself.
There are actually Wankel engines in there, four Wankel engines, and whether they'll get adopted, I don't know. But he's been working on that project for many years.
I'd like one of them for Christmas. They sound great. I wouldn't be late to work.
You wouldn't want to fall off,
them.
Georgia, I'm not kidding. Because literally these massive blades going around thousands of revs a minute just mince you.
Are there any sort of other fun toys you've got in mind?
I'm a very early adopter, as you're fully aware. But a couple of things I really would like would be a pair of earphones that are Bluetooth that you can sleep on, you know, that will protect the ears, provide noise cancellation, but also you're not going to sort of be totally discomforted by them. So
you can listen to the Naked Scientist when you're going to bed.
Yeah.
You know, Peter, this conference you're talking about, the tech conference,
yes.
You do know what Gadget headlined there a couple of years ago, don't you?
No, tell me.
You could put this on your Christmas list. It was radiation-repelling boxer shorts.
I hadn't heard that, but have you got some?
No, I haven't actually, but I toyed with the idea that they've got this sort of silver thread in the material, and the idea is this meshwork of silver thread soaks up radiation.
Against your mobile phone in your pocket. Yeah.
That might be incident on your manhood.
Yes.
Yeah. And because it's silver, the antimicrobial effects of silver also mean that you
positive.
Keep down the germ load in your boxer shorts as well, which can maybe help some
Excellent.
People.
Good, thank you.
And very briefly, okay, yes. What about on a society level, Peter? Is there anything
there's huge
amounts
going on there. For instance, it's said that three countries will ban autonomous or semi-autonomous vehicles during the next year, but at the same time, some rubbish collection will start to be autonomous. This Duplex voice chatbots, that's a bit of a mouthful. I talked about that some months ago. This is Google Duplex, actually, where you're talking to a computer that's umming and erring and pausing and et cetera. There's got to be some work on that to stop people being conned by that. Drone regulations, you know, that's got to happen because we will have more and more drones and there's likely to be more and more accidents. And, of course, the big one, fake news. Something's got to happen about the way that media is distributed to us.